This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us to discuss and analyze the week's noteworthy state political stories and key developments are Ohio Public Radio and Television State House News Bureau Chief Karen Kassler and WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. And later in the show, Howard and I will take a look at what's going on in the Bluegrass State with Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio, Rylan Barton. But first, investigations into allegations of misconduct at the Cincinnati VA have led the Veterans Administration to take action against two senior officials in Cincinnati. WCPO.com has been following the story, and Editor-in-Chief Mike Cannon is here to give us the latest on the story. Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Start us off with a little background, though. What prompted the initial investigations by the VA and the Inspector General?
Well, the way things kind of shook out, we've been meeting with a group of 34 whistleblowers. They're all current or former staff members of the Cincinnati VA facility here. And we've been meeting with them since October. And as our investigation really began to progress, we kind of got to that stage where it was time to start asking the VA officials, hey, what's your reaction to this? We want to get your side of things. And as we started talking to folks in Congress and folks with at the VA at more of the D.C. level, things started to move rather rapidly. In fact, our original publication plan was to begin to publish on the 29th, which is this coming Monday. But it was almost immediate, within days of our reporters talking to VA officials in D.C. and Jeff Miller from the Veterans Affairs Committee and others in Congress. Quickly, things moved forward, and next thing you know, we had two different investigations operating at the same time to look into what's going on here at the Cincinnati VA.
Now, the VA sent a joint team to investigate the Cincinnati Hospital recently. Did they find any improprieties, Mike, in how patients were being cared for?
Well, they say that they didn't find any specific improprieties in how patients were being cared for, but they did find some things that apparently didn't wash because they made changes to the staffing situation.
Now, as a result of the investigation, what are the actions that the VA has now taken? I think we had the VA network director step down, and the hospital's acting chief of staff has been put in a lesser position. Is that right?
Correct. So the network director is sort of like a regional director, oversees a bunch of VA facilities, was a guy named Jack Hetrick, and he was essentially pressured to retire. And so he submitted his retirement forms. And then Dr. Barbara, I think it's Temek, who was the hospital's acting chief of staff, was reassigned to non-patient care duties and had her medical privileges suspended until the outcome of the investigation is complete.
So this doesn't wrap up the investigation. There's more to come.
No, I think they haven't even released the sort of preliminary report of their findings yet. Congressman Jeff Miller has been sort of pressuring them, saying, hey, we want this report made public and you need to share what you found. But they haven't released a sort of full report yet, just sort of a press release that kind of detailed the findings with Hetrick and Temek and what the results were there. And they also did confirm that there was a situation where Dr. Temek prescribed controlled substances, hydrocodone and a generic form of Valium, to her boss's wife. And the investigation turned out and said that they did confirm that Dr. Temek did not have valid licenses to prescribe those controlled substances. And in part of our investigation, we also talked to medical ethicists who said it is not ethical for a doctor to prescribe medication for a supervisor or a supervisor's family member, especially if it comes to controlled substances that could be potentially highly addictive.
So who is going to take Jack Hetrick's place?
It's a gentleman by the name of, well, let me pull this up here, McDivitt. His name is Robert McDivitt. He's going to be the acting network director for this region. He comes from, he was the medical center director in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he's been an acting network director a couple times in the past. Network director is sort of like a regional head who oversees a bunch of different facilities. And he also was the director of the VA Medical Center in Fargo, North Dakota, from 2006 to 2009.
So the case has caught the eye of Congress. How are lawmakers reacting to the latest development?
Well, they're all reacting quickly and saying, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is unacceptable. We can't treat our veterans this way. And they're really pressing the VA secretary, Bob McDonald, who is a Cincinnati guy here, to say, take action and take it swiftly. And they're also really trying to get things to be more out in the open and communicate more effectively. So I suspect that at the end of the day, there will be some changes in the way the VA operates, and also that they're going to really push to make sure that there is really an open process in terms of the investigation and what exactly happened here and what was right and what was wrong here in Cincinnati.
Mike, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
WCPO.com Editor-in-Chief Mike Cannon. You can read more on this story at WCPO.com.